Good morning. Jesus is calling us this morning. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Here's salvation, purchase of blood, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Purchase the mission, rapture above, my angels descending, angels descending, bringing above, echo of mercy, whisper of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Purchase the mission, all at my rest. I am Savior, unhappy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his mercy, lost with his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Oh God, I give you the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. This is my Savior all the day long. I can't go without him this morning. God is good. Blessed God, take care of me. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed. What if we have? God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. That every day along the way, God will take care of you. Hallelujah. God will take care of you through all of times when hearts thus fall. God will take care of you. What dangers lies your path afield, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Along the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you need, he will provide. God will take care of you. God will take care of us. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through all the day. He will begin God will take care of you. God will take care of you. All we need is God's understanding, and he will provide for us. For God will take care of you. Nothing you ask for will be denied. God will take you. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what we may be tested, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through all the day, through all the way. God will take care of you. God will take care of you, Lord. Hallelujah, this morning, he's taking care of us. Be not dismayed, because God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Let me just say, God is smiling on us this morning. Hallelujah. God is smiling on this morning. God is smiling on this morning. Hallelujah. God is smiling on us this morning. I can't think nothing but thinking about him this morning. God will take care of you. No matter what happens in your life, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. We love you this morning. God will take care of you. Don't get discouraged. God will take care of you. He loves us. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. We are praising him this morning. We can't praise him enough before God. I just thank you this morning for all he has done for me, Lord. God will take care of you. If you know him for yourself, he knows. He's there for you no matter what. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. I just can't keep that in my tongue to say it's in my spirit. God will take care of you no matter what you're going through. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. He loves you. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Don't be dismayed. Whatever he's beside you, God will take care of you. He knows your heart. He knows you. God will take care of you. Oh, lean on him. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. We love you today, Lord. God will. He will. Don't be dismayed. Don't let nothing come before. Because God can take care of you. We love you. We adore you. Rita, are you there?
Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, our Father, our God, our King, our Confidant, our Redeemer, our Savior, our all in all, our caregiver, Lord, we just thank you that you do take care of us. Father, thank you for Minister Cynthia who brought that to us this morning, Lord, so we can start our day out with the blessed assurance that no matter what we face, you are taking care of us. God bless her indeed. And Lord, we just thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we ask that you guide them, that you take good care of them today, Lord. Give them the rest that is needed in the name of Jesus. Bless their steps, God. Order them. We thank you for Mother Josie, oh God, and Mother Blackwell and Mother Oliver, Lord. Oh God, we're just so blessed to have them in our midst. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, God, and we ask that you continue to strengthen them and continue to bless them through this COVID-19 season. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. God, whatever care is needed for them, please thank you. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of them. Now, God, we thank you for our speaker who is going to bring a word, Lord, that you have already downloaded from heaven straight off the Holy Ghost press. God, we ask that you enable us to check everything at the door so that we can hear this word. Father, that he or she gives it to us, Lord. Father, bless her. Bless their footsteps, Lord. Whatever their hands touch today, let her prosper therein. Now, God, hide her behind the cross, all of you, and none of the messenger. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, I am just so excited for this day and delighted that I was able to be your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, just know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Minister Rebecca. Kiss the babies for us, and we're certainly praying for them as they begin the school year.
Thank you. I definitely will. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And I'd love to tell you about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13 that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website here. It's www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of our speakers. Again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, like what our Minister Willa did, as a host, like what I'm doing, or share a word from the Lord, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational call for artists is held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And there is a bypass number if needed to get on the call free of charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Testimonial Thursday on that call. But on our call this morning, we have our very own pastor, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She served as an industrial engineer for 12 years in corporate America. She accepted her call into ministry and was ordained at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She is the founder of Vanet Works, a networking instructional self-improvement organization which introduces the body to the body by joining believers synergistically in the realms of business, academia, and evangelism. She is also the founder and serves as a senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She also serves as one of the Berean Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the senior pastor. And she teaches the Wednesday Bible point. She's also the co-founder of Our Call, the Master's Call, inspiring and motivating us each weekday morning. And Dr. Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord Jesus. Her unique approach in expounding God's word will stir you, for she is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. Pastor Vanessa, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Rebecca, thank you so much for that heartfelt introduction. Praise God for you, sending our love to Michael and the girls. We appreciate you making the time and hosting our call today. All right, Minister Honorable Evangelist Cynthia Cox, thank you for our time of worship and song this morning. Love and appreciate you raising your head, stepping up to the plate, and taking us into the presence of God with those old hymns. Yes, 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 God will take care of you. That's what it was. I hadn't sung yet. I'll have to get that one on the repertoire because that truly is one of those stirring oldies but goodies, and we appreciate the Lord working through you this morning. We also thank our dear Minister Willa in Tampa, Florida, for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as you came on the line and acknowledging our co-founder, my co-laborer, striving these almost 10 years in October with this assignment of the Master's Call, my dear sister, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she says, in Old Dark 30, California. We love and appreciate you. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, part of our Master's Call family, part of our Artist Life family, Warmest Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you here in already warm Prairie View, Texas. We've been in the midst of a series, and I've just resigned to take my time and go through. I was thinking it wouldn't take but a couple of weeks, but God wants us to make sure that we're getting all he wants from this topic of practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. You know, as I was teaching my Bible study class last night, and I started off reminding him, I said, can you believe that this is our 21st week being a virtual Bible study? And I said, but God has kept us. We have not missed a beat. When the pandemic first began, we made a quick quality decision. We have a lot of elderly in our church not to physically come together, and I immediately set up a conference call line like we're on now. And we have been consistent in our Sunday morning services. And we have to learn through all things how do we keep our prayer life and praise in place so that we can achieve the prize and endure the process. So we are talking about 12 examples of things to believe and practice. In other words, I am such a teacher in believing in life application. It's great to hear the word, but are you doers of the word? My first and favorite book of the Bible is James, because that's the common sense book. He was the half-brother of Jesus. He was over the mother church there in Jerusalem. He dealt with all the saints and the ancients. And I loved just the practicality of that book. And he challenges us in that first chapter, that 22nd verse, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers. And that's my purpose. And hopefully as we go through this process of these 12 principles, that it challenges us and provokes us to a place where we improve to be all God's called us to be. We started off with the first principle of I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. Then secondly, the power of God is working in my life. The power of God is working in my life. 2 Peter 1 and 3. We talked about Joseph going from the pit to Potiphar's house to prison before he reached the prize of being the prime minister. And will we stay on Potter's, or we stay on the Potter's wheel and allow God to perfect in us all the things that concern us? That 138th verse, 138th division of Psalms, that 8th verse, talks about allowing God to perfect us in the promise. And then the last time we were together yesterday, we talked about I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. I will make knowing God in me and with me as my highest priority in my life, from Matthew 7:21. And we talked mainly about guarding your prayer time, guarding your time of Bible study. In other words, guarding your heart and what you allow in your heart. In other words, you'll know that you know that you know that you know for yourself that God is real. This morning, the fourth principle is I will believe God for increase. I will believe God for increase. The 115th division of Psalms, Psalms 115, verses 14 through 16, reads, may the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. This morning, I will believe God for increase. See, God desires to increase your borders. We know about that with Jabez and that awesome book that was written years ago by Bruce Larson about Jabez's prayer. And to do the exceeding abundantly above, God wants to do more than we could ever ask or think. We know that from Ephesians 3:20. And I love to give you scriptures because when we work the word will work for us. But you have to know the word to work the word. That's why you have to guard your Bible study time and sometimes lay hands on your own forehead. I slap it on this old big forehead and say, give me the mind of Christ at 1 Corinthians 2:16 so I can chew all these scriptures and remember these scriptures and feed my spirit. But we must first do our part. We must plant the seeds of truth and purpose and watch God move mightily in our behalf. God is a God of increase. God is a God of increase. If I heard that one time, I heard it 20,000 times during my time at ORU, and I'm so easily visualizing Oral Roberts standing. One of the times he came to one of our classes, Call Signs and Wonders. Literally, I took a class called Signs and Wonders. And most of the powerful men and women of God that you watch on TV who've been around any period of time, from Marilyn Hickey to Rod Parsley to Benny Hinn, would come and speak to us and talk about the mechanics of walking a private life so we would see the public display of God moving into and through them. And Oral Roberts would stand in front of us and remind us and challenge us to never accept in your life a decrease. Never accept in your life letting the devil steal, kill, and destroy what God has blessed you with. Still stand flat-footed and speak the word, a decree to the heavens, and assign your ministry angels and activate the atmosphere with the word to know that God is a God of increase. And he would remind us according to the word. And I want to give you three or four main scriptures today that I hope you write down and chew on, especially during this pandemic time when most of us have been forced on Holy Ghost arrest to slow down and let it become a reality. Demand it in our lives that God is a God of increase, and I will believe God for the increase. Quit just thinking narrowly of finances. Quit thinking just narrowly in one or two areas. In every area of our life, God wants the abundance, the more than enough, El Shaddai. Daniel 11. Well, we know about that prophet Daniel, that 11th chapter, the 32nd verse. We all know as a young man, he was taken into captivity. One of the many times that Israel had gone into captivity, and he, along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where we know all those stories about how God kept the three Hebrew boys in the fire, in the burning fire. Jesus was the fourth man, but Daniel was someone who knew God, stayed in the face of God, and in that 32nd verse, it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries." Ah, but here's the last part that we want to really meditate on. "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Oh, you and I, if we have the true Jehovah Makedesh, the true Genohi, meaning intimacy, Genohi in the Greek, like Adam knew Eve, like we know children, our own children, or people that we're close to. We know their favorite foods. We know their favorite colors. We know their favorite hobbies. They're not casual peripheral friends. They're people we really know. That's how we should know our God, the attributes of God, the character of God. The heart of God should be our heart. "The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Well, I hear you. We're saying, how do we become strong, Dr. V? I'm so glad you asked. By spending time, quality time, consistent time in God's presence. It's the topic of our teaching, practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. Not just when there's a catastrophe, not just when there's a hiccup from hell, not just when holy haters are hating a little extra, but daily, consistently, spending time in God's presence. Sometimes this is as simple as you just sit there and start, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Oh, call on him. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Oh, you start feeling the anointing. Come in. You start feeling a shift in the atmosphere. You'll be all saints. "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." You just hear him, thank him consistently. It doesn't have to be anything big, but for the little. Because we know it leads to the increase of much. So how do we become strong? Because we practice our faith muscles. We step out and trust God. Even when we have a headache, we start with laying hands on our own forehead and speak to Jehovah Rapha healing instead of running for the Tylenol or the Excedrin or Advil. We start with the little, so when you get that doctor's report that you have cancer, you don't fall off the cliff because you've been walking all the way through, touching and trusting God to be your healer. John 14:12, that 12th verse in John 14 says, "Verily, truly, I tell you," the NIV, "whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father." That was in the red. That was in the red, y'all. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing." See, the works Jesus did was miracles, signs, and wonders, and we should be asking God to make sure we see his character, his countenance, his flow of his anointing in our lives. That should be our cry, our petition, to be hungry for more of Jesus, to thirst after truth and righteousness every day of our life, and to see the greater works. And when we miss it, stop making excuses, stop lying, stop skirting it too. Just repent. Repent. And say, I missed it. I was wrong. We all know some folks who won't ever just apologize. I have people in my life, and I just have to pray for them. And I have to choose to forgive them and go on. Because I'm not going to let one blessing be blocked by how I carry the burden of unforgiveness. I choose to let it go and let God have it. And then know that the greater works can flow through me. See, where we are today, even in the midst of the pandemic, should be much further along the road than where we were last year. If you can't honestly see that you know more scriptures, that you're reading more and studying God's word, that you're praying more for yourself, family, and others, or even in the midst of this pandemic, you're showing more of the character of Christ, we have to purpose to do the greater works, to believe in God for the increase. So ask yourself, I ask myself this every day, am I doing greater works? Am I growing? Am I increasing in word and deed? Oh, this last verse, I'm going to go over in my last few minutes. I had posted literally on my refrigerator when I was in seminary. Literally, I looked at it every day. And some days I say, wow, this is why so much comes my way. I prophesied it over myself, but it's still the word. And it's in the last half, it's written in red. Remember, we're talking about practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And this morning we're on our fourth principle. I will believe God for increase. This verse, Luke 12, that 48th verse, we all know it. Luke 12, verse 48 says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. In other words, God gives you a little grace if you didn't know. If you didn't know, you didn't know. So he says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. But everyone who has been given much, the King James says much will be required. The NIV says much will be demanded. Too many of us stop right there. The rest of that verse says, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. In other words, when God bless you with your multi-talented, multi-anointed, just all of that in a bag of chips, anointed self, all right, hallelujah, we are blessed. But don't sit on that, because unto whom much is given, much is required, and God will even ask the more. So when God says, I've given you these talents, I'm going to ask and expect more out of you. And because we know better, God expects us to do better, to be better. We as believers, when we know the word, we should believe for the increase, for our borders to increase, to be blessed, not just to be blessed, but to be blessed to be a blessing. See, we want the gifts, but we have to accept the responsibility and the accountability. So when I decree that I've and believing God for the increase, I understand with it comes the responsibility. Simple as even this call. That if no one else is on this call Monday through Friday, I'm going to be on this call. Why? Because when Dr. PK and I said we accepted the responsibility of creating this platform and this place for the word to go forth, it's up to us. The buck stops with us. I don't make excuses that someone was sick, because life happens to all of us, but I have asked God to make sure I do my darndest to keep it going no matter what. Because if we've been given the increase, when we get the testimonies, oh, it excites me, but the responsibility is to make sure we're here so that when that person calls who needed that lifeline, it calls in to hear a rhema word, who calls in for the fellowship of the brethren and the sisterhood, especially during this pandemic, that they meet God here. So when we say on this fourth principle as I close, speak over yourself, I will believe God for increase. Don't shy away from it because God's decreed it on us anyway. That we do our part to prepare ourselves to handle the growth, to handle the increase, and to be all God's called us to be. When we pray for that exceeding abundantly above, ask ourselves to be exceedingly abundantly prepared as we walk in the blessings of God. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, blessing us with that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray over our prayer request. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessings that you've given us. Thank you for Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Wetherspoon, Lord. Thank you for blessing her into overflow, Lord, into her family, Lord. And just thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and for giving her wonderful rest and relaxation and doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine. So we also thank you for artists, and we thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation, Lord. And Lord, we are just lifting up our who is going through any type of sickness, Lord. We lift up Pastor Chuck Brown to you, Lord, and we trust you with him, Lord. We trust you, Lord, and we know that COVID-19 must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are healing him and you are giving his family your wonderful peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. And we also lift up out any of our families that are going through any bereavement, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and just comfort them and let them know that even though their loved one is absent from the body, they are present with you, King Jesus. And we just thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for doing something super special and supernatural and natural for them, Lord, where they just give you all glory, Lord, today. And we just love you, Lord, and we just agree that your kingdom come and your will is done right here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next at 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Pastor Vanessa, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction? Pastor Vanessa, will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you. Father God, we just thank you for all you're doing in us and through us. We thank God for your presence. And as we pray to you and as we praise your holy and righteous name, we know you are bringing your God-ordained increase in every area of our lives. I thank you, Father, for this entire Master's Call family. Teach us and stretch us and purify in us and continue to reveal to us your divine will for our lives, individually and collectively. And as we prepare to leave this call, but never, ever leave your presence, Spirit of the living God, all continue to have your way in our lives. And as your minister in the marketplace today, anoint us with special favor, sensitivity, and focus to be all you called us to be. And we will, with everything we say and do, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you all on Testimonial Thursday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.